You're listening to the audio production of A Sojourner's Truth, Choosing Freedom and Courage in a Divided World by Natasha Sistrunk Robinson, with foreword by Patricia Rayburn, published by IVP Books, an imprint of InterVarsity Press. This book is read by the author and Patricia Rayburn. For the founders, Arthur Johnson Jr., David Alexander, Kawana Banarbi, Tasha Lacey, Tracy Nicole Hayes, thank you for catching the vision. And to our Lynx leaders everywhere, be strong and very courageous. In memoriam, our son, Elijah Cortez Robinson, March 5th, 2006.
Forward by Patricia Rayburn. Natasha Sistrunk Robinson and I first met in the most prosaic of places, on Facebook. Everyone knows how tentative those initial interactions can sometimes be, but Natasha stood out. She was strong, clear-eyed, confident, a U.S. Naval Academy graduate, a seminary graduate, and a former U.S. Marine Corps officer. Watching her in even that pedestrian setting, I was left with one deep appeal: to truly know her. Or, as I asked when we finally were blessed to meet by video conference, tell me your story, the real one, the brave one. People of faith ask that of each other because we know there's always more than what is seen. Our surface is precisely that, our veneer. Under our Bible studying, prayer lifting, exegetical facades, we know our real truth awaits. People of color know this even more. Our stories go untold. Looking to explain, we struggle to express our vexation. Leaning on beloved warriors like Zora Neale Hurston, who wrote, "There's no agony like bearing an untold story inside you." Her words can feel mocked, however, when we learn they're often wrongly attributed, frequently to Dr. Maya Angelou, who is often misattributed herself. The mix-up affirms how, as people of color, our stories get wrongly shared, our personal details get lost, our worth gets minimized, and our courage gets undervalued, if it's ever even weighed. Yet, we soldier on, as African-American theologian James H. Cone did, in a society and in an intellectual discourse that did not even acknowledge that I existed. Letting our hair down all the way, however, exposes us to the bone, leaving us to declare with Audre Lorde, "If I didn't define myself for myself, I would be crunched into other people's fantasies for me and eaten alive." In this book, you'll find a Cone-style, Lorde-blessed version of the warrior Natasha Sistrunk Robinson. Telling her own truth, she opens a vein. Telling all, she dares to help save herself, but also to galvanize the rest of us, maybe even to redeem us. From what? That there is no place of safety for Black people in America. Indeed, that the American church is oftentimes too slow and too passive about almost everything that matters. Church folks act, therefore, as if this rotten trouble were not a stench in God's nostrils, or God couldn't strengthen us to help fight systemic injustice and fix it. Well, God can. In saying that, A Sojourner's Truth is an important book indeed. It is Natasha's story, but told on Natasha's terms. As she writes in her opening pages, "I am an expert on being me, a Black..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?